gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Friday, October 13th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Excited to have you part of the show today. Great show lined up, lots of information. We're going to have a history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield in the second hour. And then in the third hour, we're going to have Todd Smallenberg on. He's going to talk about updating us on the recall election petition drive that fell short of the necessary signatures to recall current state representative Cam Cavett. That, of course, is going to trigger now a true Republican primary August of next year between Todd and Cam for the 106th House District. So it should be an interesting conversation. This is what Todd had originally filed for. He and his campaign had nothing to do with this attempt to collect enough signatures to recall Cam Cavett. But he does have, I believe, four out of the five counties, the Republican parties have come out and endorsed Todd over Cam. So, wondering if it's changed Cam's vote on any of these bipartisan bills, if it also has changed what he's saying to the public in public events that he attends. And is he going to become perhaps more conservative, knowing that Todd is running against him for next year and going to call him out on his votes? So we're going to keep an eye on that. Evidently, one of the local community members has announced, I guess he's running for school board there in Onaway for next year. That's going to be an interesting story to follow. And also, certain things happening in Lansing as well as Washington, D.C. Steve Scalise announced that he was dropping out of the race for speaker when many of the congressmen came out and said they were a hard no on him and are now coalescing behind Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio. Many of you know him, the high school college wrestler, state champion. Donald Trump had come out and endorsed him. Well, just waiting for confirmation on the vote. TJ reporting in loud and clear on 97.7 FM this morning, Detour Village. Greatly appreciate that. All systems are a go. Absolutely. One of the things that you have to look at is what's going on in the world. This war between Hamas and Israel. Then I was prepping for the show last night when I got back from my day over in Alpena. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. And amazing. Islamic Jihad being called for by a Muslim cleric today, Friday the 13th. Muslims across the world must rise up. We'll get into that story as well. Text messages, a whole lot of information on this Friday. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Went over and toured the new factory over in Alpena, Well Connect factory. Met with Tim Schultz, the president CEO of Well Connect. also met with a client who picked up a do-it-yourself install. Really interesting. He drove up a Volkswagen small SUV, opened up the hatch, and the unit slid right into the back. No problem. Had room for the box for the plenum and the hoses, all the fittings that come with the purchase of the unit. And he closed up the hatch and took off for Matawan, Michigan, down near Kalamazoo area, and saved thousands of dollars, going to be installing it himself. But great opportunity to see the new facility, the manufacturing plant, very impressive. Nice building, clean, organized, very impressed with the operation. Then we had a business meeting in Millersburg and ended up having a great ribeye steak at Manzana's there in Onaway. Nice, thick, perfectly cooked, grilled ribeye. Some green beans, and ate my Frisky Honeycrisp apple on the way home. And sure enough, yesterday reset, skipped breakfast, of course, and lunch, did the steak with the green beans and the apple, lost 3.7 pounds. 5% of body fat, completely offset how bad I was when we took the grandbabies out to China Fair at the China Buffet. That Trucker Randy got his full money's worth. Gained 3.1 pounds. Well, yesterday, one day reset, lost 3.7. So, yes, very excited. Christine Gray reporting in from Northville. My daughter in Birmingham, Michigan, told me that the Birmingham police will be in the schools today. They are taking the threat of the possible jihad seriously. Well, two areas that we need to watch for today to see if they take the instructions from the Islamic cleric seriously. That, of course, being Dearborn and Hamtramck. Former conservative state representative, Republican National Committee man Dave Ajima posted this on social media today. Example of Islamic infiltration in our government. When I was a state representative, I introduced a bill to stop Sharia law from being used in our Michigan courts. American laws for American courts. Because what they do is basically seek to instill Sharia law and to replace our Constitution. State representative at the time, Rashida Tlaib, went absolutely ballistic. She held meetings and successfully prevented the bill from ever being voted on, even with a Republican speaker at the time, Jace Bulger. It was too controversial for him due to his weak leadership. Such ignorance and tolerance by our legislative leaders like Bulger, not allowing a vote, has caused Michigan to be very tolerant of a movement that seeks our destruction. I even had a former Muslim Brotherhood terrorist, now Christian, come along with General Boykin to the Capitol to speak to the legislators about Islamic goals in our schools and in our government. out of the 148 members, only 10 of them showed up. That, of course, being 110 state reps, 38 state senators, 10, less than 10% showed up. I believe the speaker did not want to anger Muslims in Dearborn and Hamtramck. They should have. He lacked leadership and integrity. I also had bills to stop illegal immigration into our state. He promised me a vote, but lied and never allowed it to come to the floor. Tlaib now is a sitting congresswoman, blatantly, openly supports Palestine and indirectly Hamas in Gaza, along with several others. Islam has been successful in their infiltration. It must stop. Absolutely agree with you, Dave, 100%. And we're going to see today, we will find out, I'll try to monitor it during the show as I get news alerts here to the radio station. We'll see what happens. Are the Muslims going to follow the instructions from the Islamic cleric calling for Islamic uprisings today here in the United States and parts of the world? As a result of Israel countering the attack from last Saturday against Israel, they now have gone on the offensive and started targeting Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Let's see what the Muslims do. Do they honestly believe that they have a large enough percentage of population in our country, and that whether or not they have the ability to carry out this threat? Or is this cleric just threatening and the Islamic people not going to respond to it? Or are they going to respond to it? I guess time will tell today. But it was all over social media, was all over news reports, Blaze TV, Alex Jones, InfoWars, others had it, that this cleric, and I'm not going to even repeat his name. I don't want to get into Google searches. I don't even want to talk about him. What I want to talk about is the threat, the general threat statement he made, and whether or not Muslims are going to heed his call to action. And if we get attacked, what will the response be? We have two of the largest Muslim populations, folks, concentrated in our state. For years, it was just Dearborn. Well, now they've also taken over and occupy all aspects of local government in what we used to call Pole Town, Hamtramck, Michigan. On Fat Tuesdays, Vicky and I would always go down to Hamtramck to get our punch keys. Tuesdays before Ash Wednesday. And I got to tell you something. It's amazing to me the transformation of that community. The Polish people who controlled most of those subdivisions was absolutely amazing. How proud they were of their community, how well they kept the homes and their yards. I swear almost every neighbor had a competition going with their next door neighbor as to who could have the greenest grass and the most flowers. Beautiful, beautiful subdivisions. We're going to see where it goes. We're going to see what happens. And here is the other aspect to this. What will non-Muslims' response be if they heed the call to action of this cleric and attack? What will non-Muslims do? What will they do in response? Well, if, of course, they feel threatened, they're going to defend themselves. Forget the religious aspect of it. When attacked, you defend. That's your common reaction. If you're at a store somewhere, yesterday I stopped at Walmart there in Alpena. I had forgot my beard oil, so I stopped in there, got some beard oil, went to the bathroom, checked out. And it was amazing to me how many people were there on a Thursday afternoon, roughly about 4 o'clock. Notice parents with their little kids. One little boy was having a meltdown at the checkout line. He saw the Halloween costumes across from the cash registers. And he wanted a costume so bad and said, his father looked at him and said, son, your mom's already got you a costume. It's at home. No, he wanted that one. I even tried to console him. He didn't want to have anything to do with Santa Claus and his beard. Nope. He wanted that costume. God, he was cute. Probably about 2 years old. But it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing to watch us carrying on our lives, doing our business. Can't even fathom that we'd be dragged into what's going on in the Gaza Strip between Hamas and Israel, that we could be dragged into this conflict here at home. Well, we shall see. Got a text message from one of our listeners, a question for Pastor Chatfield. I texted it to him, waiting for his response. Of course, he's in the classroom teaching today. Haven't gotten a text message from him yet with today's history lesson plan. But it's going to be a very interesting day. Very interesting. And one thing you have to understand, this is something that is happening because of very weak leadership when it comes to foreign policy. Biden is being perceived as being weak and feeble. China is starting to ramp up against Taiwan, Russia going after Ukraine, now Hamas going after Israel. And we may be under attack today. Again, we shall see. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.